we feel that it is an opportunity for Muslims to share the Quran with the general American public so that they can appreciate it and respect it just as Muslims do.
How are you going about giving away the Qurans?
We'll be launching a website that will be linked to our website, which is www.carenet.org, and it will allow Muslims to sponsor Qurans. The Qurans will approximately cost $25 each, so we're asking Muslims in the community to donate money to pay for the printing and, you know, the shipping and handling for these Qurans. And the other element of the website will be for Americans to register to get a Quran free of charge in the mail.
What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we're trying to take a negative situation and turn it into something a bit more positive. In the post-9/11 climate, there is a lot of misunderstanding about Islam, and there have been a lot of anti-Muslim incidents, and truly we feel that the best way to tackle the ignorance is through education, and hopefully this project will help to do that.
What was the reaction in the American Muslim community to the Newsweek story, which the magazine later retracted?
It's a very sensitive issue. It's considered a holy text for us, just as the Bible is for Christians and the Torah is for Jews. And so to defile the Quran is one of the utmost signs of disrespect for any religion, and there's no need for it. And that's why so many people's emotional feelings were stirred because of it. So we also want to see the U.S. Take these issues seriously, call for a thorough investigation, and hold those accountable. Because it's not the first of these types of allegations that we've heard. A little bit over a year ago, the Abu Ghraib scandal broke out, and ever since then, through reports in the media, as well as UN and Red Cross reports, we've been hearing about interrogators using Islam as a technique to detract information, and it's not appropriate.
Regarding the offer of the free Qurans, what about those who may criticize your group because they say, well, what if Christian groups went out and gave free Bibles to the Muslim community?
Oh, I mean, we have no problem with that. In fact, that takes place all the time. In fact, after the tsunami, many Christian evangelical groups went overseas and were distributing the Bible. Of course, we were a little concerned with that because we didn't want Muslims to feel that in order to get aid, they needed to become a Christian. But that takes place all over the world all the time. And, you know, there's no compulsion in religion in Islam. And there should be that freedom to talk and have dialogue about each other's religions.
How many Qurans do you hope to give away?
That's unknown. I mean, the project will be self-sustained through the donations of the community. We have donors already willing to provide. And so as long as there's an interest in the U.S. public about receiving the Qurans, I'm sure we'll find the money to support it.